And we're back. Auto Influence making up for some lost time with our first episode of the month of August and all of your current auto news headlines. Has it been 2 weeks? Don't blame it on the sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Just blame it on the boogie. Wait, what? Ugh. Let's get down to the news. Starting with the 2019 list of the most stolen cars, according to the Highway Loss Data Institute. In descending order, we have the Mercedes-Benz S-Class long wheelbase in the number 10 spot, followed by the Chrysler 300, Chevy Silverado 1500 Crew Cab, Nissan Maxima, standard Dodge Challenger, the GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab, and the Infiniti QX80. The number 3 spot goes to the Infiniti Q50. Coming in second is the Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat, while the title for the most stolen vehicle goes to the Dodge Charger when equipped with the Hemi V8. Statistically, there are 5 times as many theft reports on that Charger than shown in the industry average for all of the vehicles. Now, Ford has laid early claims on the best-in-class power and torque ratings in the heavy-duty category thanks to their all-new 7.3-liter V8. Paired with an all-new 10-speed heavy-duty torque shift transmission, the Windsor-built engine is spec to wrangle 430 horsepower with 475 pound-foot of torque at 4,000 RPM. Initially set to be available in the Super Duty F250 and F350, the powertrain will also get a dyno-certified version across other Super Duty, Medium Duty, and Strip Chassis models, as well as E-Series offerings. The numbers for that version fall in at around 350 horse and 468 pound-foot of torque at 3,900 RPMs. And speaking of bragging rights, Ford has released new specs for the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500, which is fast approaching supercar status. With its 5.2-liter V8 ranked as the most torque-dense supercharged engine of its kind, a 760 horsepower rating is enough to turn anyone's head. But paired with a Tremec 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, the GT500 also channels a seat-drilling 625 pound-foot of torque, making it capable of sprinting to 100 miles an hour and back to zero at 10.6 seconds. Which also makes it a good thing that the car is equipped with the largest front brakes of any domestic sports coupe, with 16.5-inch rotors. Now, it's been almost a decade since Ford's early attempts at their My Ford Touch and My Lincoln Touch infotainment systems began to be saddled with complaints. With reports of unresponsive voice command, connectivity issues, and malfunctioning GPS, it's estimated that over 360,000 motorists are affected. As a result, Ford has agreed to a $17 million group settlement that empowers current and former owners to file claims based on however many service trips they were subjected to. Beginning at $100 for single visits, the claims are tiered at $250 for 2 visits and $400 for 3 or more visits. Even if customers experience no issues, they may still be eligible for $45 in compensation. All claims, accompanied by proof of ownership, must be filed online before September 24th. And about 13,896 vehicles are affected by a joint recall between Ford and Lincoln on Explorer and Aviator vehicles built at their Chicago assembly plant between March and July of this year. Classified as a safety compliance issue, meaning that affected vehicles are still safe to drive, the root cause of the recall is a missing manual park release cover, meaning a vehicle could go into unintentional motion if the e-brake is not engaged. It's also been specified that the majority of affected vehicles are still in the exclusive possession of dealerships. Only one incident has been reported to date, with the result being in vehicle damage only. Now, GM has found themselves on the receiving end of a class action lawsuit built around 2011 to 2016 GMC and Chevrolet diesel trucks equipped with the 6.6-liter Duramax engine. The lawsuit, which was originally filed on behalf of 8 plaintiffs, estimates affected parties to number in the tens of thousands and is based around an incompatibility between engine components and American-style diesel fuels. Due to the differences between American and European diesel fuels, it's possible for air pockets to form inside of the fuel injection pump, creating metal rub, which generates damaging metal shavings and debris, which could lead to full engine seizure. At this point, GM has declined to comment. Now, it was back on July 18th that the C8 Corvette Stingray was unveiled via live stream, and the viewing numbers have come in at around 471,000 people. This, of course, is impressive considering that the event was held mid-evening on West Coast time. But the C8 has continued to pull in some impressive numbers in other areas in terms of web traffic and use of interactive tools. Through the end of the month of July, Chevy's C8 landing page received 2.4 million visits, with 750,000 of them occurring within the first 72 hours after the reveal. In addition, an interactive visualizer tool, which allowed window shoppers to customize the C8 to fit their own tastes, brought in 940,000 completed Corvette builds and 152,000 hours logged. Chevy has reported that over 1.3 million users had made use of that visualizer. Now, Buick hasn't had much to report on aside from slow sales and discounts as of late, but we now have some powertrain specs for the all-new 2020 Buick Encore GX, first announced back in May. In fact, there will be two turbocharged powertrain options available. First, a 1.2-liter three-cylinder delivering 137 horsepower and 166 pound-foot of torque, followed by a 1.3-liter three-cylinder, which serves up 155 horsepower and 174 pound-foot of torque. The former will be mated exclusively to a continuously variable transmission, while the latter can be paired with either the CVT or a 9-speed automatic. And Cadillac has announced that for 2020, the XT5's existing 3.6-liter V6 powertrain will be joined by a new option in the form of a 2-liter inline four-cylinder currently found in the XT4. That said, the four banger's 237 horsepower rating equates to a drop in performance numbers since the V6 already delivers 310 horse. Even if, as mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, they might be exposing themselves to a higher risk of theft, horsepower enthusiasts who are looking to make their next Dodge purchase, and those who enjoy savings, might want to pay attention to this.
Dodge has a unique DNA, and our customers do too. Over the past few years, we have continually surprised the industry and the competition. Ever since the Dodge brothers started doing business, we have always been known for doing two things, making fast cars and doing things differently. The combination has propelled us into the new golden age of muscle cars and onto the front lines of another horsepower war. Since launching the new Charger and Challenger, we have put more than 485 million horsepower into the hands of the Dodge enthusiasts. It's a brotherhood that has nothing to do with gender. It's a bond between horsepower addicts, and that bond is powerful. If you don't have it, you want it. And if you have it, you want even more. So since Dodge has more horsepower than anyone else, we figured we'd use it to welcome new members into the brotherhood and help those that have been with us to upgrade to even more power on any new Charger, Challenger, or Durango. We've set a goal to put more than 500 million horsepower into the hands of the Dodge enthusiasts before the end of the year. Why? Because we're Dodge, and this is what we do. So starting today, we're going to pay you to have more fun, pay you to have more attitude, pay you to get more power by giving you $10 for every horsepower you need, every Pentastar, every Hemi, Scat Pack, Hellcat, and even the new Red Eye. Do the math, that's up to $8,000 worth of horsepower. Sounds impossible, right? Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, this is what we believe John and Horace Dodge would want us to be doing. Join the Brotherhood of Muscle and don't hold back. We never do.
Here at Auto Influence, we try to do our best to share updates regarding automotive recalls. That said, Ram has issued a new recall regarding a defective instrument cluster in the Ram 1500 pickup. But what's unique about this particular recall is that it's for a single pickup. That's right, Ram is issuing a recall for one particular truck that is somewhere out there right now. Due to NHTSA regulations, a recall must involve certain red tape in terms of documentation and the steps taken to facilitate it. That said, this recall will officially take effect on September 13th. And while the idea of a single vehicle recall seems a little bit silly, we give props to Ram for following through and doing what's right, simply than trying to handle things behind closed doors. Now for those in and around Toledo, Ohio, be warned, Jeep Fest 2019 takes place this weekend. Beginning at 11 a.m. on Saturday, a 90-minute parade will take place traveling west on Monroe Street, north on Huron Street, and over to Adams Street. There will also be a 4-mile run walk beginning at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday. Expect road closures, delays, and detours during both events. And for those Jeep lovers participating, we at Auto Influence hope that you have a fantastic time. And while the headline isn't directly pertinent to FCA brands, specifically Jeep, Rezvani is busy reteasing the 2020 versions of their iconic tank SUV, which are expected to deliver this coming winter. $2,500 deposits are already being taken for pre-orders, despite pricing details having yet to be revealed. But the vehicle is being touted as the toughest, most powerful production SUV on the planet. Previous versions have come equipped with a 500 horsepower 6.4-liter Hemi V8, followed by a supercharged variant which cranked the output up to 707 horse. The newest version is expected to be powered by the 6.2-liter supercharged V8 found in the SRT Demon, meaning the newest tank will command over 1,000 horse. It will also come equipped with an all-new suspension system developed by Fox Racing, and for all of you survivalists out there, you can even score some military-graded electromagnetic pulse protection. As we said, not a Jeep, but really something you off-roaders might want to check out. Now, there's certainly been plenty of talk regarding the 2020 Toyota Supra, ranging from praise to criticism with all kinds of debate in between. That said, there's little point in debating one simple fact. The fact that it's fast. At least, that's the takeaway following the Supra's 1 minute 58.92-second run at Buttonwillow Raceway in California. With a sub-2-minute lap considered very quick for a production car, it's worth pointing out that a 997 Porsche 911 GT2 made the run in 1 minute and 59.7 seconds. That said, the comparison may not be apples to apples since we're uncertain of the track conditions or how they might have differed for each one of those times, but it's certainly a feather in the cap for Toyota if you're gonna beat a Porsche. On the flip side of the spectrum, Toyota is issuing a 14,000 vehicle recall for the 2019 Toyota RAV4 in both traditional and hybrid versions. The issue involves a damaged connector in the audio display unit, which could disable the backup camera system. Notifications will be sent out to affected owners, with a free replacement to be facilitated at the dealership level. Now, the enduring popularity of the Honda Pilot is about to be enhanced further when the SUV receives the same line-topping Black Edition treatment that proved so popular in the debatably less popular Honda Ridgeline. An aggressive blacked-out styling for the elite trim level will be priced to start around $49,620 MSRP. And August 15th will mark the debut of Acura's Type S concept as part of Monterey Car Week. The return of Type S is a pivotal moment for Acura, sending a powerful message that we are committed to fulfilling the precision-crafted performance brand promise across our lineup, said John Akita, Vice President and Acura Brand Officer. Now, for those of you interested in a brief teaser, you can check it out by visiting this very blog over at autoinfluence.com. And over at Hyundai, the 2019 Nexo hydrogen fuel cell SUV has earned a Top Safety Pick Plus award from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, marking the IIHS's first assessment of a hydrogen fuel cell vehicle. The midsize premium SUV fared well in all six categories designed to assess crashworthiness, earning the Nexo some legitimate praise. And with Kia having been named J.D. Power & Associates' highest-ranked mass-market brand, another win has emerged, this time for the Kia Forte. Winning J.D. Power's praise as part of their Automotive Performance Execution and Layout Study, the Forte has topped the compact car segment in terms of initial quality. Now, that study assesses vehicles in 10 categories: exterior, interior, storage, audio, seats, heating, ventilation, driving dynamics, powertrain, visibility, and fuel economy. While most Nissan-related headlines have danced around the dissolution of the automaker's relationship with French automaker Renault, there is discussion of steps being taken to streamline the lineup in preparation for the next-gen slate of offerings to come. One such move involves the Titan XD, with the 5-liter Cummins diesel V8 configuration being discontinued after December of 2019. In addition, the regular cab versions of both the Titan and Titan XD will be phased out as well. And having already mentioned IIHS recognition, it's worth mentioning that the 2019 Infiniti QX60 has also received a Top Safety Pick award, as well as a 5-star overall rating from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's New Car Assessment Program. Over at Mazda, a 22,457 vehicle recall has been initiated for the 2019 Mazda 3 to rectify an assembly issue with the rearview mirror. But this comes hot on the heels of a 262,000 unit recall of the Mazda 3 we had previously reported last month, and a 190,000 unit recall from back in April. That said, if you're an owner of a 2019 Mazda 3, you'll want to make sure you're on top of all of these recalls. Now, on the receiving end of another class action lawsuit is Tesla, with blame being set at the feet of Tesla updates 2019.16.1 and 2019.16.2. The lawsuit claims that electric range has dropped anywhere from 12 to 30 miles per charge in certain Model S and X vehicles equipped with 85 kilowatt-hour battery packs. In a recent response, Tesla seemed to acknowledge the possibility of such issues in a, quote, very small percentage of vehicles, adding that they, quote, have been working to mitigate the impact on range through over-the-air updates. And finally, Volkswagen has released a full breakdown of changes being made to their 2020 lineup. You can find all the details at media.vw.com, with specific details provided for each individual North American model. That said, VW has also reported such highlights as Wi-Fi, wireless charging, and a more substantial safety suite across most of their 2020 lineup. So that about wraps things up for us. We'll be back next week with more of your current auto news headlines. And in the meantime, say hi to your mom for me.